Hey Tishri Toshin Pei Hey, Harav Yisrael Yaakov Salim Shlita.
Good morning, everybody. Say, shkoyach to the shem. Vilchas lashon hara before minorayim, before Yom Kippur. To vilchas lashon hara. It's a more difficult time to learn these halachas. We know in Chazal, and I think there's also a maima that's brought down that there's three things that came and complained in front of the Bnei Shalom. One is we know the Levana, the moon complained from the Bnei Shalom that we can't have two malachim. The mishtam shemekesa echad. And the Bnei Shem said, okay, so we're going to have to be married to you. And another one is, Aleinu L'Shabeach came and complained to Hashem. And he said this, he said, I'm such a choshev tefillah. Klal Yisrael, I hate to M'Shabeach, the Bnei Shem, the Goyim, they go, Lehevel V'Rik, but the Bnei Shem is the Shem Echad, Ushmoy Echad. And you put at the end of davening, when everybody's rushing, everybody's ready, wrapping their tefillah, talis and tefillah, everybody's ready on the way out. Why did you put me at the end of davening? It's not fair that I should belong there. Should put me somewhere a bit more, a place where people have still the sense of mind, the patience to think what they're saying. So Hashem said, okay, I hear your time. So that's why once a year or twice a year, I'm going to put you bang in the middle of Musaf. On Rosh Hashanah in Yom Kippur, you also say Yom Kippur in Musaf. That's why twice a year, I'm going to put you bang in the middle of Musaf. And then Taka, there'll be at least a couple of days a year that the people who are going to say it, they're going to Taka be thinking what they're saying. And the third thing that went to complain in front of Hashem, I don't remember what it was. I don't remember.
But
it's
Doron.
Who?
Actually,
that's Mizrach. Doron.
With the name
of Doron. Ah, okay, very good. Okay. Yeah, there's maybe. Yeah, and what there is. But I want to just bring out this Nakud over here about the importance. I want to speak a few Nakudas. But one Nakud is the importance of Aleinu Shabeach, what we say every day. We say three times a day Aleinu Shabeach. And we don't put our minds maybe enough to it to think what we're saying. I'm not going to go through the Nusach B'nei Shabeach, but I want to just bring out the importance of this tefillah. Now, Elul, everybody knows Elul is a zman to prepare for tshuva, prepare for Shoshana, is a zman, especially in the yeshiva world, and even the people who left the yeshiva world, it still stays in us. Elul is a zman. It's a zman to machapas, to look through our ma'isim, to look through what we're doing, and to try and better, and to come to a level that we can do tshuva. That's bet semo elul is. But then the thing is this: when we come to Rosh Hashanah, the question is asked. It comes to Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah itself, the avoid of Rosh Hashanah, there's nothing to do with be'etzem. It's nothing to do with tshuva. The theme of Rosh Hashanah. It's not really tshuva. Okay, we mentioned a few times, we mentioned Avinu Malkeinu, Achzeinu B'Shuv V'Shalom Mefanecha, but the theme of Rosh Hashanah doesn't seem to be around tshuva. It's more around the fact that it's Yom Hadin, and it's tefillahs that B'Shem should grant us a good new year. But tshuva itself, the essence of the tshuva that we're used to, the preparation that we had all that whole month of Elul, for sure the last week at least, then all that preparation seems to vanish when it comes to Rosh Hashanah. And only when we leave Rosh Hashanah, we go back to the Sesame, we go into the Sesame Tshuva, and in Kippur, that's when is the build-up of Tshuva. So what's behind this? What lies behind this? That on Rosh Hashanah itself, there's no Tshuva really involved. It doesn't seem that there's Tshuva involved in Rosh Hashanah. So the answer to this given is, the answer to that is, in order to be able to understand what Tshuva is, and the emes is the real essence of tshuva is to be shoved Hashem. Is to return to Hashem, right? Is to return to Hashem and to put our thoughts together and think to ourselves what we do in this world. What's the tachlis habriya? What's the tachlis? What's my tachlis in this world? And to start thinking the tachlis habriya is of course to be is for the Rebbeinu Shleilam. Now the foundation of tshuva is to be makir Hashem Himself. Nothing to do with what we're doing before us, before we come in the picture to makir Hashem. I'm saying dvarim, but some dvarim pshutim. I'm just bringing it out here. to Esbe'etzim Rosh Hashanah is a day that we're Mamlech Hashem, that we coronate Hashem and we accept the Ben Shalom's Hamlach on us, we accept upon ourselves the fact that he's the true Melech Malchi Hamlachim. And that's Be'etzim what we're expounding on in Rosh Hashanah. Just to be Mamlech the Ben Shalom and to coronate him, and this is because it's Rosh Hashanah, this is when Hashem created the world, so it's the anniversary, this is when it comes again every year, this is the right time to do it, v'chole. But touching along the lines of tshuva is that before we even start thinking about our ma'isim, are we doing things correctly, and how to bet ourselves, we need to know who we are being shoved to. We need to first have a clear core in ourselves, who we're being shoved. We have to build in ourselves the hakara that the Ribono Shel Olam, he's the true Melech, and once we get this clearer, then we can understand what it means to the tshuva. Then we can understand, okay, so the Torah requires of us to do this and this and this. The Torah asks us to do this and this and this. Yeah, I'm thinking now through what I've been doing the last year, and I'm thinking this to better my ma'isim, to add more ma'isim to whatever I am doing to make better. Because I'm doing it in order to serve the Ribono Shel Olam. Because now that I've been makir, now that I've spent a bit of time on being makir the Ribono Shel Olam, it's become stronger within me, then I'm ready to do tshuva. Then I'm ready to turn around my ma'isim and I'm able to fix whatever I've been doing and able to add on. So Be'etzim, that's really what Aleinu Nashabeach is. That's Be'etzim Aleinu Shabeach. Aleinu Shabeach, Adonai HaKoel, we're here to praise and to thank the Ribono Shel Olam, who's the Adonai HaKoel, Los Ha'Kedushim Rishis, and then Shlomo Yisrael Geirotzis, they just go and they found their own things, which is Hevel Barik, and then we carry on, and we say, V'ayah Shem Melech Al Kol Ois, B'ayim Shem Melech Al Chodesh Mayachot, and then Be'etzim Alkein is a follow-up that we want, that it should be, the day should really come, that it should really be in full, the Ribono Shel Olam's glory should be completely open to the world, and then means Be'etzim, means the days of Moshiach, the days of Gola. So Be'etzim Olenu Shabeach is really Be'etzim Akdoma to Malchias and Musaf, but this is Be'etzim the theme of Rosh Hashanah. This is Be'etzim to Pasha, to instill in ourselves and repeat over and over in ourselves again and again. Like it says in the Pasuk, we know Vedat Hayom. We all know Vedat Hayom. But the job is Vashav Yisrael Erecha, to get into ourselves, to get into our beings, to get into our flesh and blood, to really live it, to feel it. So Rosh Hashanah, at least one day a year, Rosh Hashanah is the time when we can spend, we've got time, and Shul got plenty of time to spend on this Nakuda and to instill in ourselves deeper and stronger. But Be'etzim, this is really something which belongs to the whole year. Be'etzim, it's a year, it's the whole time our job is. All year round, our job Be'etzim is to be Mamlech Ribono Shel Olam. That's Doch the Tachlis Abriya, that's Doch the Tachlis here, why we are here. In a personal Nakuda, and overall, and in a broader Nakuda, and a broader, the world is here to Mamlech Hashem. But here I am, here I'm one of the people who are here to be able to do this job. It's Be'etzim a job which is supposed to be done all year round. It's Be'etzim what we're supposed to be focusing on the whole time. Right? When we add on more mitzvahs, it's to be Mamlech the Ribono Shel Olam, to be Mefarsim the Ribono Shel Olam's name in this world. Be'etzim, this is the... So, Aleinu Shabeach, he's talking like this. All year round, we say Aleinu Shabeach, the end of davening. True, end of davening is a time when we're ready, wrapped up us in tefillin, and our heads are ready into breakfast and to this and that. But the Nakud of Aleinu Shabeach is supposed to take us out into the world. We're supposed to go with it into the world when we're running our day-to-day lives and we're doing our main mundane acts. So that's the time when we're supposed to be thinking, what am I doing here? My purpose in this world. What's my purpose in this world? And then we utilize this limud for all day, all weekend, the whole year. But on Rosh Hashanah, we put it bang in the middle of Musaf, because on Rosh Hashanah, we've got an opportunity to build on it. Opportunity not just to take it with us but to build on it. We're putting more effort into it when we've got time, when we can think better, time when we're more fresher, and we're ready to go for it. I mean, that's why it's put more Be'etzem, more in the middle of Musaf. So this is Be'etzem, the idea of Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah itself. And then, after we finish Rosh Hashanah, and we go into Aseret Tshuva, we go into this whole week, and then the peak is Yom Kippur. So, now, Aseret Tshuva, besides Rosh Hashanah, the rest of Aseret Tshuva, the next 8 days, so this is Taka time when we talk, it's supposed to be going through our ma'isa. Because now, we're holding, we're in a different level now. Now we're holding by a level where we can take a thing, we can take it a bit more seriously, the idea that, yeah, I do want to fix my ma'isim, because the hakara of the Baruch Shem became a little bit stronger over Rosh Hashanah, and therefore the need, and therefore the feeling that there's the desperation becomes a bit more stronger by us, depending on how we've managed to work in Rosh Hashanah. Before we move on, it could be that this hello. So we know hello is a time when we have to do tshuva. Anila doli v'doli dili. Yeah, it's a time when we have to go through menachbas al derecheinu, and then comes Rosh Hashanah, and then it comes Sesame tshuva. You're talking about this hello. Hello is just the rehearsals. Hello is a whole month we're given to rehearse ourselves and to rehearse ourselves. What it means tshuva? What does it mean to do tshuva? What does it mean to go through my ma'isim? And Emma says, a lot of us find it difficult to really break ourselves apart and to really go through our ma'isim and tell ourselves, I do want to fix some things here and there. I do want to change. It takes a lot of work. Right? A lot of us don't want to do it. We want to keep away from it. Yeah, of course, we'll do the best we can. But to really take ourselves and really rip ourselves apart takes a lot of energy, takes a lot of courage to do that for ourselves. So, Mila, we have a whole month of Edel to rehearse ourselves. So the first week, it didn't go. Okay, it didn't go. That's what rehearsals is. The second week, went a little bit better. Yeah, we understand a little bit better what it means. And then comes along to the end of Edel. So now we're ready to actually do it. We're ready to actually do it. And then that's now void of Edel. And then comes Rosh Hashanah, where we get the proper prep to be ready for the actual performance, not just the rehearsals, to be ready. So we get a booster. What's the tachlis? Why do you want to do this? What's the idea behind all this tshuva? It's because we've got the Baruch Shem, we want to mamlech the Baruch Shem. So that's Rosh Hashanah. And then comes along the rest of the Sesame Tshuva, we'll be taka, we try our best to actually taka, do what we can in tshuva. Before we move on to the Sesame Tshuva, it says Rosh Hashanah, Alinu Shabeach, it always bothered me, the Nusach Alinu Shabeach. I haven't seen this inside, this trot inside, but it could be Amos, could be not, I don't know. How do you translate the words Alinu Shabeach? Alinu Shabeach is a bit of the wrong way around. If I would have written Alinu Shabeach, I would have said that you could have said Choyvo Alinu Shabeach, or this Mitzvah Gdoyle Shabeach. What's Alinu? What does it mean Alinu? Alinu? How do you translate those words into English? Alinu, we are to praise Hashem. How do you translate that? How do you translate these two words? Alinu Shabeach. Well, we don't really think, because we say too quickly. But there's a machshava thought like this. Imagine there's a let's say in a camp, they're making at the end of camp they're making a performance, and they're making a play, right? So each child gets a designated job, what he's supposed to be doing in this play in order to make it to the best possible way. So one let's say three children, they have to do all the background. Three children have to do all the colouring, all the lighting. Three children, the music. And then you got, let's say, 10 kids, they're actually going to be doing the play. And then you got, well, the guy before each play to stand in the front there. Then you got the guys to clean up. Then everyone has their specific job. Now, if one person says, I don't really like this job, I prefer to that job, then it won't work. He has to take upon himself the job that he's designated to do. So let's just try and imagine. Let's say the one child by mistake got left out. So the child picks up his hand and says, but what about me? So the organizer says, oh, your job is dot, dot, dot. So and so, this is your job. Now when the child hears these words, your job is, so he understands that his whole purpose, the sole purpose why he's here in this, with this group, is in order to fulfill his job. That's why he's here. That's the tachlis, why he's joining in. This in order to fulfill whatever the job is, in order to fulfill his job. When you hear these words, your job is this and this and this, it means it comes out in a way that this is my tachlis, why I'm part and parcel of this. This is Alinu Shabeach. It's not just we need to praise the Baruch Shem. Alinu Shabeach is more than that. Alinu Shabeach is that the tachlis, why we're here, is l'shabeach l'Adon HaKol. The tachlis, habriya, why, b'chal, what are we doing here? What are we doing here? Let's try and think to ourselves, what is our job in this world? What, to gather more mitzvahs? Do I think? But you have to go a little bit further. What are you gathering more mitzvahs for? What? In order to go to Olam HaBa? No, it's more than that. It's more than that. It's for the Rebbeinu Shlom's purpose. It's the Rebbeinu Shlom's sake. It's not for ourselves. It's not a selfish thing. It's to l'shabeach l'Adon HaKol. Of course, we're going to get schar. Yeah? But the focus while we're down here in this world is l'shabeach l'Adon HaKol. That's our sole purpose. And if we get it, good for us. If we miss it, then we missed it. We missed the sole purpose of the Bria, of the whole Tachlis v'Ayibachlal. We went through a whole life cycle from the age of 0 till the age of 100, 120. What did we come down here for? What did we go through this whole process for? L'shabeach l'Adon HaKol. So ba'etzim, it's not something which just belongs to these days, to Rosh Hashanah, to be Mamrech L'Bashim. It's just a booster. It's a booster to give ourselves a kick that I should continue on, and we should empower in ourselves this nakuda. I don't know about the Svadim, Olinu Shabeach on Yom Noroim, it's got a tune. We sing it, it's a whole chant, Olinu Shabeach. Maybe the Yekas have the same, I don't know. But there's a whole chant for Olinu Shabeach, and we sing it together, and Al Kenikam Lechol. So he said a little bit slower, and he gives us an opportunity to think to yourself what exactly we're saying over here. Okay, so that's Be'etzem, the theme of Rosh Hashanah. Now we come into the rest of the days, which is more of the tougher times, if you want to put it, that we have to nachbas odurichin, we have to go through our maisim, and we have to beg the Rebbeinu Shleim that he should be moichalas, because we know it's not going to be possible to go badin without the Rebbeinu Shleim having rachmanas on us, and the Rebbeinu Shleim is abundance of rachmanas. That's the Rebbeinu Shleim, that's his yud gimel midas, is full of rachmanas, and now's the time to go through our maisim, and at the same time to beg the Rebbeinu Shleim for mechila and give us a good year. Now that we've come to this akora that we mamrech Rebbeinu Shleilam, as I want to add just now another nakuda. It's not such a conventional way of putting it, but I think it's emes l'amitay. I think it's a true nakuda, and it's allowed to be mentioned. I once heard this from years ago. Rabbi Ruben Leuchter came once to Koyle when he used to come to Manchester those days. So he said over nakuda, and I remember the time it was a bit harsh. But maybe now time that we can maybe take it to heart a little bit. And he said that this. He said, I'll change it a little bit. A melech. So the Rebbeinu Shleilam is a melech. Now, so we accept the Rebbeinu Shleilam as a melech. Now, what is a melech? So I just want to just go back a little bit. Let's try and imagine we've got a king who's powerful, he's mighty, and he can do whatever he likes. Let's say, and he's a good king, he's not a tyrant. Yeah, today it's difficult to imagine these things because we're so out of touch with these things of a melech. But in the olden days, that's how it was. People just accepted it. And it still applies today as well, but it's a little bit different today. Let's imagine we have a melech, and we all respect him, we like him, and we show him the covet he deserves. And you go, and there's one person, let's say he's going through a town, and there's one person, he disrespects him. He shows him total disrespect in front of his face. Let's say he spits him in his face, and he shouts some not nice words at him, and in public, right? So everybody understands. Everyone understands straight away this person needs to be punished. The king's just not going to let it go, because otherwise, slowly his whole melucha will evaporate. So the king decides, this person has to be killed. He deserves capital punishment. Right? So, and let's say this person is a close relative of ours. So it's difficult for us. It's very, very painful for us, right? That he did have to do such a stupid thing. And then he had to get himself, he got himself such a pickle, and this is why he's punished. But Kol Zman we're maki that he's a melech. And Toma Nochamol, he's not bad. Not he's a tyrant, and he's a Kol Zman we're maki that he's a melech. We understand that this is what he has to do. There's nothing to do about it. We understand it, we'll accept it. It'll be painful, yeah, it's not stira. It'll definitely be difficult for us. But we won't have tainus. We won't be bitter about it. We won't complain. We won't complain. We won't understand it. We'll complain. If anything, we'll complain to ourselves. We're not going to complain to anyone. And if we don't, the pshat is, because we're not maki his melucha. We don't appreciate that he deserves to be melech. If then you'll start having all the tainus against him, and that's where the fault of democracy comes in today. Because we're not maki, because there's no such thing anymore. Everybody's allowed to say what they like. Everybody's allowed to think the way they want, and therefore no one's allowed. But if we have this, this is the Be'etzem, the Mahalach, the Mahalach HaTorah, there was full of melucha. It was melucha. Be'etzem, that's if we're maki, there's such a thing as a melech, then we'd learn to accept it. And Nachamol will still go through pain and will still feel, we'll have pain about it, definitely. But we'll be makir and we won't be so annoyed, we won't be so bitter about the situations, right? Be'etzem, it's the same thing with the Bein Shalem. It's just a mushel, which we, even as mushel, we don't even chap, we can't even feel it. But with the Bein Shalem, it's millions times more. The Bein Shalem is a melech malchei hamlochim. The Bein Shalem, not just he's a melech over us, he sustains us, he feeds us, he gives us life, he gives us everything, all the good that we've got, everything we've got. And then we do an Aveira. So the Bein Shalem says, I want you to choose Chayim, not Moves. So we do an Aveira, and then something happens, and we get something, right? Chas v'sholem, none of us should ever get. But if we do makir that this is the metzias, that the Bein Shalem is a melech, and the metzias is that a person does an Aveira, he does a chet, he gets punished. That's it. If we'd be makir that, then it'd be so much easier to accept the Bein Shalem and everything that he does in this world. Right? You went on and said that when tragedies take place in the world, so we always blame it. We always say, yeah, it's a carbon sibor, it's a this, it's a that. He was a pure neshama, which is all emes, could also be emes as well. But we're not allowed to miss the real point. We're not allowed to miss the point that the Torah is full of it. The Torah is full of it. That we say every day in Krishna, we say it's full of it. That we do mitzvahs, we get schar. We do averus, we get oinush. That's a matzias. But we're missing it. We don't want to face head on this nakoda, right? It doesn't mean that it's something that has to be on our forefront non stop. Okay, because we have to live besimcha, we have to serve Hashem besimcha. But we're not allowed to avoid it. We're not allowed to avoid this nakoda. So nachamol. So it comes to Rosh Hashanah, and we mamlech the Bein Shalem. The akara, the Bein Shalem is melech, malchei hamlochim, mevoy Hashem melech hakol haaretz, becomes more stronger in us. Then we're ready for Yom Kippur. Because then we're makir that there is such a thing as chav oinosh. And we're makir that every polo we do, every maisa we do, makes a difference. We appreciate it. It's not just, yeah, we know, this is what we were taught. No, the more avoid that we do in Rosh Hashanah, the more we're prepared for Yom Kippur to be emes, really accept it. And then we can suddenly kick in the Indian of tshuva. Because then that's when the pachat can come in. And that's when we can appreciate that we need to do tshuva. If we want to, we have to. And the whole time we're abaining him, we're just staying abaining him. That's the Chazal tell us, we have to tell ourselves that we're abaining him. And every time, and we need to do tshuva constantly. This can bring out this nakuda. That's. If you look in Rabbeinu Yoina, when he starts off his all the Mahalik HaTshuva, the first thing he writes is Charota. The person has to have Charota. Now, Be'etzem, Charota, I never saw any of you it down, but very, very possible, Charota is the hardest Makuda of Tshuva. Charota is the hardest. Why? Because to make that decision, to come to that point where we're making a decision where you know what I'm doing is really wrong. What I'm doing is wrong. And to be makir the gadlus habira and how much we're efes va'ayin and how we're doing what we like when the Torah doesn't allow it to, when doesn't allow us to do it. To come to that akara it's a very, very different akara. But how do you start off? Yobin levovik yirab amar ozvis Hashem. It's bad and it's bitter to leave the Rabbeinu Shleilam. And then he carries on, v'yoshev eliboy, and he should put into his heart, this is Rabbeinu Yoina, we'll all learn Rabbeinu, we'll all try to learn Rabbeinu Yoina. This is the Yisrael HaTshuva, we'll all try to learn at least in Elul in these times. He should put in his heart, ki yash oynash v'nokum, that there's oynash, there's punishment, and the Rabbeinu Shem gives punishment, kin shenema and pash azinu, li nokum v'shelem. The Rabbeinu Shem pays according to our maisim. The Rabbeinu Shem pays according to what we do. And if we do positive acts, we get schar, and if not, then it's oynash. The only way to get ourselves out of it is through tshuva. So to be able to come to a level of charota, to takabim eschareh, but to take upon it, to think seriously at some point over these days in Yom Kippur, that taka, yeah, I do want to be better. Okay, fine. Now's not the time to think to ourselves we're good, because we are good. We're Klal Yisrael, we're the best we can think of in this world. There's no one better than a nation like ourselves. But we want to become better. So now is the time to think to ourselves that, yeah, I want to correct my polis, I want to correct my maisim, and I take a do because I understand I'm makid the gdulas abuira and I'm makid how the averus that we do against him, how bad it is. Now, Lama says, this is the wrong time to talk about this in, and I'll explain to you why. This I saw brought down. Lama says, again, we're brought up in yeshivas. That now is the time to understand the Pachad Adin, right? The Pachad Adin, and Mimela, that should be more us to the Tshuva. But the Emes is, it could be, it's the wrong way of looking at it. And let's say this. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam once said, he once said that the only thing that stops him from a very, very hard Nisoyan, from a difficult Nisoyan, is when he sees in front of him the Ish of Gehenna. Okay? Now, this is all year round. So, Pshat is, B'sol Salamta, okay, so we're not on this level, but we need to just hear this Nakuda. B'sol Salamta said, taught us that all year round, if you want to be Nitzel from Averas, then there's an element of Pachad Adin that we should be having. There's an element, all year round we should be having this element of Pachad Adin. Yeah? Doesn't mean we should be pale, and we should be ill in bed because of it. But we have to have this Nakuda all year. Comes Yom Neroyim. The problem is, we don't have this Nakuda all year round. So comes Yom Neroyim. So, at least Yom Neroyim have Pachad Adin. So what happens? Comes Yom Neroyim, comes Elul Tishri. So there's this fear, I want to get over it, especially Yom Kippur, I want to try and get over as quick as possible, because there's too much Pachad, and it's too, I prefer Sukkot, much nicer Sukkot. And we have this Pachad about these days. We have this, but it's wrong. The days of Elul and the days of Tishri, Yom Neroyim, all of these days, not just Sukkot, all of these days is Yemei Ahava. It's Yemei Ahava. The Bein Shleinam is closer to us. We know this. The Bein Shleinam is closer to us. Pachad is Pachad that we're supposed to be having in the background. We're supposed to be having in the Pachad. The Pachad is supposed to be a constant Pachad. But when it comes to Yom Neroyim, where we're going to be judged, where we were judged, and Yom Kippur is going to be the final, then the Ahava comes out. That's when the Bein Shleinam has got. That's Yudgim Midas. We constantly repeat it again and again. And Elul is Anila Doidi V'Doidi Li. What's Anila Doidi V'Doidi Li doing here? I thought it's Pachad Adin. No, the Torah says Pachad Adin doesn't belong to this. Pachad Hadin is something which should stop us whenever we've got a Nisoyan, all year round. But now these are the days where the Ahava the Bein Shleinam has towards us is much, much stronger. The Ahava he wants to give us a good psak. He wants to. He's not interested in giving us what we really deserve to the strict, to the letter of the law. The Bein Shem wants us to do tshuva. The Bein Shem is begging and waiting and beseeching us, please do tshuva and come back to me. Because I want to give you a good din. I wanted to give you a good year. So it's not days that we're supposed to be frightened of. We're supposed to be frightened of, not these days. We're supposed to be frightened of the din that we're going to get whenever it will be. And that's what's supposed to be holding us the year. Because we know always that in Avos Hashem there's year and Ava. We need to have both. You can't have just Ava or just year. Ava won't stop you from doing Averas. And year won't allow you to serve the Bishlam B'Simcha. We need both. But these are the days. The Svarim say, why should Kiyas Shofar not deserve a Simcha Shel Mitzvah like Hadlokas Neiros Chanukah does? Why? Just because Shofar is Kiyas Shofar, the din, the gzadin depends on that, so it doesn't deserve Simcha. It's a Mitzvah like any other Mitzvah that we need to do with Simcha. Avada, we know the Svarim Megala to us what the Koyach of the Shofar does, but that's not supposed to take away the Simcha of these Mitzvahs. And as well, the same thing with Mitzvah of Tshuva. Mitzvah Tshuva is, if it's done by Simcha, it's way, way more powerful. It's much more geshmaka. It works much better when it's done by Simcha. These mitzvahs, the mitzvahs Hayom that we have these days, is not connected to Pachad. Pachad is supposed to be something which is supposed to push us to do these mitzvahs by Simcha. Beis Hashem, we'll all be zoicha to have a gemach simcha tova, good gebenched yor, all of us in all Klal Yisrael. Oh, hey. Hey.